You are listening to Concert Blast.
I want you to welcome some very old friend of ours, Leonard Skinner.
Ladies and gents, the fantastic ZZ Top!
Would you welcome Head East?
Thank you very, very much for waiting, New Jersey. Would you welcome, please, the Rolling Stones?
Let me hear you say yeah. Let me really hear you say yeah.
How sweet it is.
Hello. Oh yeah. Thank you. Good to be back here too, really.
This has been one of the greatest tours of our life. We really, I'd like to thank the band. I'd like to thank our road crew, and I'd like to thank our lighting people. Of all the shows on this tour, this particular show will remain with us the longest, because not only is it the last show of the tour, but it's the last show that we'll ever do. Thank you.
What song is it you want to hear?
Concert Blast. This is Tom Thompson along with
Mike Arnold
and Brian Hasbrook.
We are bringing you part two of
our favorite live albums, or your favorite live albums, from the emails that we received.
Absolutely.
Let's not wait any further. Let's just get right into it.
Jump right into it, man. Let's make it live. Speaking of bands that kind of been up and down and had several lead singers, and
about four, actually.
Exactly. And we are talking about
Van Halen.
The Van Halen live album is called Right Here, Right Now. Bass player there, man.
No, his name is Wolfgang.
Okay, guys, who's Wolfgang's father?
Wolfgang Sr.
Exactly.
Wolfgang Sr.
That's right.
So. Yeah, so 15-year-old Wolfgang Van Halen, I understand, is going to go on the road with Van Halen, and Michael Anthony is going to be staying with Sammy Hagar. Yep. They're going to put up a new project together, and I don't know what this is called.
And doing it out of Cabo, I'm sure.
That's right.
But this man does deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I have to give that to him.
You better believe it.
But they need everybody who's ever been in the band to be part of that show.
And they need to put egos aside.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Let's all get together.
And just enjoy the adulation, guys.
And you know what, guys? That leads into their lead singer that they used to have, Sammy Hagar, live. Sammy Hagar, Red Hot. Oh, you ride me up the wall.
to another great live band, and Tom and I were pleased to see them in front of 80,000 plus fans at Bonnaroo last year, and that is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And this is their live album, Pack Up the Plantation.
Is what's really shines on this thing with the crowd singing.
Yes, it really
and
does.
That's what Tom and I were very upset about, because he left off the perfect sing-along song.
The excellent perfect sing-along song. But
he
could have
just strummed a guitar and not said a word. Am I right, Tom?
You're exactly right. And all he had to do was ask us what song we wanted for him to play, you know.
Well, we could put a Petty set list together for him.
Oh, could we ever.
On this live album, it says he starts off with So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, which reminds me of somebody else we saw who started off with a song called Telegram Part 1, and then it went into So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, and we're talking about none other than one of our favorite live acts, Nazareth.
Oh, yeah. We got to get it together. You bring the wine and we'll bring the weather. We haven't come to be clever. We gonna ride some Italian tonight. We gonna ride some Nazareth all night. Ride some Italians, ride some Nazareth. I'm on your feet, let's see. Dance, dance, dance.
Yeah. I remember seeing Nazareth live when he was hurt. Something was wrong with his leg, and he had to sit on a stool.
Automobile accident, I believe.
Yes.
And I tell you what, he did better. He did better on that stool than he did standing up.
Did he use like a crutch or a cane?
He had a cane.
He was waving it around, pointing at people.
Yeah.
But you talk about sounding excellent live.
I love his raspy voice. He's got the best raspy voice.
I love their live album too, man. I think it's called Nazareth Live. One of my biggest surprises I think I'd ever seen in concert. At the end of their show, they did Shapes of Things by the Yardbird, and then they turned around and shocked me with this one. And this is on the live album.
Yeah.
And at the very end, before they went off, they did Tush by ZZ Top.
I tell you what.
And I loved that. I was just like floored. I was going, that's ZZ Top. And it's on the live album too. Wonderful live album. Great produced songs on it. I still have it on cassette, believe it or not.
Thomas, go, man.
I tell you what, man. We haven't talked about any kind of punk live band yet.
Uh-huh!
And to us, we saw them twice in Nashville. Mike got hit with a bottle over his head.
It was an ashtray.
Well, actually, you and I saw him another time later on.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. And I tell you what, it ain't nothing but Joey and the Ramones, baby.
Yes, sir. The Ramones I think they've had two or three live albums out, but one of them is the first one that came out called It's Alive.
Right.
Which is one of my favorite.
Oh, no doubt. And it don't stop, does it?
No.
Fuck that day, Bob!
Then they have one called Greatest Hits Live.
Yeah.
And then they have another one called Loco Live.
We were all privileged. And I got to say privileged, because this band is so much fun. It was so much fun. And you're not going to see this band no more, guys.
Nope. No.
Well, unfortunately, three of the four originals are gone. But we were privileged and honored to see this band. And it was a great, fun live band, man.
Speaking of another great live band, and I can remember like it was yesterday, was REO Speedwagon.
Oh, yeah, they have a good live album.
It is very, very good. Kevin just sounds absolutely great on that. And I remember seeing them here in Nashville at
Hermitage Landing.
Hermitage Landing. And what happened at the end there, Mike?
It was an outdoor venue on a beach.
Yeah, on a beach.
That is on a beach.
Okay. So the stage is on the water.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a floating stage.
I tell you what, the band goes off.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, here comes the encore.
Yep.
And what's in the background?
Lightning.
Lightning. And you can see all these dark clouds coming. And, of course, Kevin gets up and says, okay, guys, last song, people. I guess we better get going.
Last song, people.
That's
last song,
right.
Like he does here on the live album. Last song, people.
Last song, people.
Then the organ built up and went down, and then power went out.
They did.
And so the crowd had to finish singing Riding the Storm Out while they were riding
Literally, it was that good.
It was pouring down.
It really was tough.
And then we had, what, about half a minute before it came down.
Riding the storm out, waiting for the fallout, on a full moon night in the Rocky Mountain winter. One bottle slow, watching for the snow, and thinking about what I've been missing in the city.
In the middle of the song, it was pouring down so hard that, you know what, we didn't care. We were jumping up and down the beach, singing along with the band. It was just fun.
Guys, while we were doing this, I just got hit with one. Uriah Heep Live. A lot of people may not know this band. I sure remember.
Oh, yeah.
And you know it because of that live album, too, don't you?
Oh, that live album. It's a double live CD. This is the original band, Mick Box, Dave Byron, Lee Kerslake,
yes.
Gary Thing, Ken Hensley. They're still touring, as a matter of fact. Of course, two of the original members are gone. Yeah. Dave Byron passed away quite some time ago, I think mid-80s.
Yeah, and you will hear that on Gone Too Soon.
Either
part one or part two, it's on there.
Ken Hensley's still around, guys, and I think he's touring mostly in Europe.
Speaking of groups who really made it from the live albums, another one I think, remember this? Head East.
Yes, I remember Head East.
Oh, wow. You picked one out of the hat, and I like that.
Yeah. That's good, Mike.
Head East Live.
Wow.
Never been any reason? Oh, that was a great live recording song.
Oh, man. You better believe it.
Monkey Shine. I like that song.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a little trivia information for you guys. Head East lead singer left Head East, formed a Christian rock band by the name of Petra. Petra wrote a song that Kiss made very popular called God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
Wow.
Saw Kiss do that once. Oh, they did a great job of that. That's some good information, huh?
You better believe it.
To go up to today's date, my favorite current band, Train. They're live.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Live at last.
Baby. That's right.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere, I'm afraid that she might think of me. Yeah. Plain old Jane told a story about a man who was too afraid to fly, so he never did land. Tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance on the lightning? And head back to the Milky Way.
That's one that, I tell you what, you can really tell when Pat Monahan, man, you can really tell he gets into his shows, and he really does.
He gets a crowd into his shows.
Oh, there's no
Individually.
Doubt. Yeah. literally individually.
Girls up one at a time, dances along with them.
And if they're too tall, as you'll see on our website,
he scrunches them down.
You can sit down, that's okay, honey.
That's right. You stay down. I remember that just like it was yesterday.
Lord, this girl's 6'4".
Yes, oh, that's right. Yes. But guys, yeah, Train is definitely one of the best bands live. Okay, let's talk about three-piece bands.
Okay.
One of the best songs that I love live, it's Triumph.
Ah, Canadians.
And that's right. Tell you what, it's one of the top five songs that I love, especially when it's played live, is Magic Power.
Something's at the end.
Does it for me too. Rick Emmerich can just wail that. He's a great guitarist too. And tell you what, man, it's just fabulous. The whole live album is absolutely great too. And it's called Stages. Another great band, which I think is by far the best quality musicians, especially when you're talking about three-piece band in the world, is no other than Rush. Think that this band was only three pieces?
Well, I'll tell you what, they do such a great job of having such a full sound. And of course Geddy Lee doubles up on keyboard, but they have such a full sound. They're such high quality musicians.
Okay, Rush people, it's time for you guys to hit the road again. It's been a while, and it's
you're
time.
Right. You're right.
And I heard some rumors about them doing that this year.
Oh, cool. Oh man, I'd love to see me. It's been many years since I've seen them.
Definitely.
Cool.
I got some tough fans, man. They got a lot of fans.
Yes, they do.
If you're a Rush fan, you're pretty hardcore.
No doubt.
They are a different band from anything else out there. You will not find a band that does
That's
what
it,
they
man.
Do.
That's mm-hmm. it. That is it.
And that album you're talking about, Tom, is Exit Stage Left.
Talking about another three-piece band, and we're going to be heading south.
We're going to be heading down to around Houston Town.
Oh, that's yeah?
Right.
I know what you're
talk
talking
to
about.
That little old band from Texas.
Oh, yeah. ZZ right, Top.
ZZ Top and Fandango. Now, this isn't a true full-blown live album, but it has live cuts.
And I love Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah.
Going to a party in the county jail. In the middle of that, they began to wail. Began to sing, and they began to sing. Sooner than knocked out Germany's
and mellow down easy.
You wanna blow your top?
Got mellow down, got mellow down, got mellow down, easy, baby.
Well, I love how they bring in. I love Thunderbird myself.
Oh, a Thunderbird!
Thunderbird!
I forgot about Thunderbird.
Get high, really make me feel so fine.
That
back at that time, I think I wore that 8-track out.
Oh, man.
Am I aging myself?
Well, you are aging yourself there, man.
Boy, I feel my skin just wrinkle on me.
And guys out there and girls out there, hey, let us know what we're missing, man.
Oh, yeah. We're going to miss all kinds of stuff.
Oh, there's no doubt.
There's no doubt about that. But I'm not going to miss this one.
No.
Ready for this one? Brian and I had the opportunity in 1975 or 76 go down to Atlanta to see Paul McCartney and Wings.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Out of that tour came Wings Over America. The album's not recorded like it should be. It's one of those albums that's...
It's so-so.
It's so-so, but the tour, man. To see them live awesome. Now, like we said, that album wasn't that good as far as the production part, but I'll tell you what is good. The live album he has out called Back in the USA. Yes! Spring in 2006, we had the opportunity to witness and to cover and to photograph a reunion band with a new lead singer who has just put out a live album, The New Cars.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful album. Guys, you've got to get The New Cars. It's Todd Rundgren singing in Rico Kasich's spot. And
who?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, man?
After you see him, that's what you say.
That's exactly what you do.
Yes.
I mean, actually, it's better than the old Cars. I mean, he sounds so good. He sounds similar to Rico Kasich, but at the same time, oh, Todd nails it, man.
Elliot Easton.
Oh.
There's a man who never got the credit for being the player he is.
I agree 100%.
That guy is a wonderful guitar.
When we saw him playing, you could literally tell, because this was the opening night, that he was so thrilled to be back on stage for what, how many years since he's been?
I think he said 17, was it?
Oh, probably.
Since the Cars played together?
Yeah, I think so.
It might be.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so, man. And he still looked young, too, didn't he?
Oh,
he Elliot, man, you were looking young. But he was so thrilled about being on there. And unfortunately, yep, he got hurt in an accident.
But they're back on tour again.
So guys, anywhere close to them.
Oh, it's Elliot that got hurt, wasn't it?
That's a good review, too, because we have a lot of people we talk to in the crowd. And
you better believe it.
And we stayed up to our eyes bled trying to get this thing done.
Yeah, we stayed up at 3 or 4 in the morning doing that show.
Yeah.
We got to sleep about 5.
Yeah, but anyway, another one that we can talk about that we saw 1974, 1975.
Man, I'm glad our mother's
going way
on
back. It was the Hotel California tour when Don Henley had an afro on the drums.
Wow.
And it still stood up.
And the Eagles has a live album out. And they said something would happen before they would reunite. What did they say would happen before they reunite?
When hell freezes over.
And that's the name of their live album.
How about that?
And they also have a DVD with that as well.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
I know a lot of people who love that.
No doubt. This is a band that none of us have seen. We've all been dying to see. One day we've got to see them. You, too. As
yeah.
the band.
Yeah.
You, too, man.
Mono Age.
That's right. We're talking about Under a Blood Red Sky, man. I tell you what, there's some talent there.
There's also Rattle and Hum.
Yes.
Be with your night and day. Nothing
I got to tell you, I wanted to see them way back during like the Boy CD.
Oh, man.
I mean, way on back. Like during I Will Follow kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to see them in the, you know, 80s.
In the early 80s.
Early
80s. You know, and that's one thing that I would love for some of these bands have been around for 20, 30 years. I would love it if they would come out and tour a greatest hits tour, literally. I mean, think about it. Greatest hits live.
Not what they consider greatest hits live.
Their own.
Watching bands' ideas of it versus fans' ideas.
Well, there is someone who went on tour and decided to let the fans vote on what songs to be played.
Sure did.
And this person put together a tour upon that. And every city he went to, he took the fans' votes and put them on the set list, the top votes.
Wow.
Now, we saw him like two or three, four times. This guy was one of my favorites as I was growing up. Saw him live, loved it, went to buy the live album when it came out. Sorry, guys, it stunk. David Bowie. David Live.
Oh, man, yes.
You remember David Live?
I saw him.
Rebel, came out there, Rebel, on the live album. He goes, la, 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 la.
So melatonin, you know?
Yeah, I eventually got used to it because I like David Bowie's voice so much. But he did a tour like that. Now, get on AOL, video.aol.com. You can see what he does now. And he starts off with Rebel Rebel the way it should be played. And it's a wonderful show.
As long as we're talking about live videos, one thing I absolutely hate for an artist, and I don't care which artist out there disagrees with that, well, it's my song, I can reinterpret it any way I want. We don't want to hear that. We want to hear the way you made it a hit. Do it straight. Do it true. That's what we want.
Didn't the Rolling Stones have a live album?
Yeah, they've had several. Okay. Rolling Stones have Get Your Ya-Ya's Out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an old.
Yeah, I came in like, I think it's 69.
68 or 69.
69. Yeah. That's when he says, I think I lost a button off my trousers.
Yep.
Me trousers.
Yeah, me trousers.
That's
and
right.
And then they have several, I think one off every tour. They're a fun live act, but to listen to the live,
not so right.
It's more fun to be there.
It's more, or the DVD, you know.
I agree 100%. Here's a band I know Mike and Brian have seen, and for whatever reason, they canceled in Nashville, but we're talking about the J. Geils Band.
Oh, Full House. Was their first one, right, Brian?
That was their first album.
Their first album was a live album, huh?
Their first album was a live album.
And then came out later, was one of my favorite live albums of all time.
Blow Your Face Out.
Yes, sir, man.
Yeah.
Glad y'all remember.
We're gonna blow your face out!
I mean, he is... Beep, 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 beep. Oh, man. He's got an attitude, don't he?
Oh
man. I wanted to miss that one.
I know it's cold outside.
I did. definitely missed that one.
I wish Peter Wolf couldn't age because went back in his prime, there was, after my book, there was not a better frontman. Tom and I talked about somebody we've seen in the club here a couple of times, and that's George Thorogood. He has a good live album.
Yes, he does. Got it too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He really puts on a good show, and that guy can play some guitar, man.
Mm-hmm. Slide King.
Yeah,
he can pick.
Yeah.
And he can sing. I love his songs.
Walk around the town and use a rattlesnake whip. Tell you the baby, don't you give me no lip. Snakes can choose the baby, put them on your feature. The good times of St. Louis can't be beat. Who do you love?
Did you know all of his major hits are about drinking, and the guy didn't even drink?
That's what a lot of people, they would never believe that, though.
I know it.
Because you're right, Mike. I mean, there's songs about drinking and partying, and guess what? He don't drink.
Okay, guys, I forgot about one now, because this is a band we saw a lot of while we were growing up.
Ooh.
And this was kind of weird because it was a single live album from a band that could have had a double.
Oh, I know you're about to say.
Easily.
Yeah, I know
easily.
You're about to say now.
And that is Foghat.
One of our favorite bands, one of my favorite singers of all time, Lonesome Dave.
And you met
Lonesome Dave
personally too, didn't you, Mike?
Brian and I met
them. Brian, you both did.
Yeah, you umpired a baseball game they were at, and they gave you free backstage passes, man.
Yep, sure did.
Wow.
And we took them.
But you did, man. They were such a great live band, too, though, man. They performed absolutely excellent.
Yeah, I love
those guys. It was a lot of fun.
And they were friendly, too, weren't they, Brian?
They are a live party kind of band.
And that's the one we first saw Derek St. Holmes backstage with Brad Whitford.
Oh, yeah. Whitford St. Holmes.
Yeah, Whitford St. Holmes opened up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tell you one who, every time we ask for emails, this group is mentioned. This is probably the most popular rock group next to the Beatles of all time. And they did a movie with a live, and it is The Song Remains the Same. And we're talking about who?
Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
Led boys, yeah, boy.
When Jimmy Page starts picking the lead and the little riff on the second song after Rock and Roll, and he goes right into Celebration Day. It is blasting. I couldn't believe how fast he's going on his fingers.
That shows you what kind of talent that guy's got.
Yeah, I tell
you
what. Does.
Face is cracked from smiling all the tears that she's been hiding, and she wasn't pretty soon. Everybody's gonna know.
There's no doubt that, man, that band was one of the best, still is. I love Robert Plant, watch him live. I mean, he's just, I'll go today to see him. Another one of our favorites, a couple of sisters who had a band together. I hope they still do. And I hope we still get to meet them sometime.
Yeah, we saw them about 3 years ago. It was the last time they were here in Nashville.
Yes, and man, that was a great show, wasn't it, Brian? But they had a great live album, too.
They did.
And who were we talking about?
I'll say, who y'all talking about?
Oh, Ann and Nancy Wilson, or Hearts.
Yes. Yeah.
See the dog and butterfly, dog and butterfly. In the air he like to fly. The dog and butterfly.
Tell you that they should have got fantastic voices, and her voice just tremendous. And Nancy, you know, what can I say? She married Cameron Crowe, can't help that. It's because she don't live in Nashville.
And then there's the albums that are with several people. We'll start with Woodstock. They had several people on that one.
Oh, huge compilations.
Yeah, just a huge compilation with a movie. Then we had Concert for Bangladesh, the George Harrison.
And the band.
Billy Preston, Leon Russell. Who else do we have? We have California Jams 1 and 2.
Wow.
They had some compilations out. That was some good stuff.
A band that literally blew us away. I know Mike and Brian saw this band before I did, but once they started talking about them, this band opened up for Aerosmith, and were literally blown away. We're talking about Stars.
Yeah, I had their live album on a cassette, and actually it was two shows, one on one side and one on the other side.
Wow, man, I tell you what, that's one of those bands that... You know, we just love that really never got the stardom
that they deserve.
No, they never really achieved a whole lot, but
deserve it.
They were a very good live band, and they got really great music.
Stars live in action.
The Police has one called Live, and did you know that this is their anniversary? It's like a 30th anniversary.
I think that's kind of how they're promoting the tour, aren't they?
Tour?
Tour, yes.
Well, they said this is going to be a surprise.
Oh,
but they don't know.
Yeah, surprise.
That will celebrate the anniversary, but they hadn't said how yet. We're all hoping for a tour.
I'm predicting them at Bonnaroo.
That's what I was thinking. That would be beyond great.
Hey, Ken, what about that, Ken? Mr. Ken Weinstein.
You going to get the Police to be at Bonnaroo this year?
Ooh, man, I tell you what, you want some fans. Man, you need to load them up with that.
Yeah, I think so. Another one who's on tour right now that has a really good live album, and we're hoping to go see him next month and hoping to take some pictures and do a review when he comes to Nashville, and that's who?
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel got an excellent live album.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, didn't you? All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night. So much everything's about. You had to have the white hot spot. You had to be a big shot last night. Oh.
Oh yeah, one of our favorite groups that we never get to.
One of our favorite bands that we never saw.
But we love.
Love Mott the Hoople.
Yes, they have a live album out there.
You got to love that band just for the name, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Mott the Hoople. Makes no sense at all.
I mean, yeah, you'd love to know where that name came from, you know?
Ian Hunter, talk to us, brother.
Yes, we'd love to see you.
Absolutely.
And I'd still go see Ian Hunter if he came around.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, that's no brainer there. I tell you, another great band that we saw, fortunately, this last year, actually, at Memphis in May show.
Well, actually, that was in 2005.
Which is Tesla.
And the sign says, long-haired, freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair under my hand and I waited to ask him why. He said, you look like a vine, I'm standing your man. I beg you do. So I took out my hat, I said, a man.
Tom, you were telling me the other day about one of your favorite acoustic performers with a live album.
Oh, Dan Fogelberg, man. I tell you what, man, you're talking about an excellent artist. He's excellent live. When you really listen to his music, he writes some excellent songs.
And it's said, do you love when you can, cry when you have to, feel you must, that's a part of a plan. Await your arrival, simple survival, won't take for long,
tell you what, who had another great acoustic set, acoustic life,
yeah.
Rod Stewart. Oh, man, that's great.
Oh, when he had Ron Wood with him?
When
he had
Ron.
Oh,
Ron
wow.
Wood.
Wow.
It was great.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I saw it on MTV. Then they walked out at the end of the very last song and went to a bar and said, one band that we didn't mention, we got to mention, and it came one from the road. Recorded at the Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, of course, oh, man. You can't leave them out.
How could you leave them out, man? We've been in trouble, man. We've been getting all kinds of emails if we forgot them.
We can leave them out. They wouldn't let us in before.
That's true. I think they were the one only band.
The only band that didn't let us in.
Didn't let us have the photo pass.
Nothing.
Or the media pass.
Nothing.
The only band that we tried to go after this year, I think. Sammy did, and then Sammy revoked him the night before.
Right.
But you had tickets already in.
We did have tickets, yeah.
Girl, 7 years a high girl, coming down on me. From the Florida border, yes, up in Nashville, Tennessee. I worked in every joint, took a name, every honk and talk. Along come this Yankee slick, I said, maybe you what I want. Contract. Want you to sign today. Wanna give it life some money. Working for MCA.
But I tell you what, another one on the Christian front, DC Talk, they got one called Welcome to the Freak Show. From their song Jesus Freak.
Yeah, I heard it the other day on Lightning 100.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, wow. They start off the show with Help.
Wow.
Yeah, and on the song set is not only Help, but there's a couple more covers. R.E.M.'s It's the End of the World as You
mm-hmm.
It's you the know it. End of the World as You Know It, and I Feel Fine. Now we've mentioned all these different artists. We've mentioned all these different albums. Tell me your favorite live album, guys.
I think by far one of my favorite live albums. And yes, you know, I was there. I could hear myself screaming, yelling.
Oh, boy. You know what he's going to say.
I tell you what, Double Live Gonzo with Ted Nugent. I tell you what, it just can fire me up every time I listen to it. Man, I just crank it up.
What I like most about that album is it's recorded well.
Very
for
well.
For a live album.
Absolutely.
It's live and it's very raw still.
Yes.
Yes.
And I love Derek St. Holmes' voice.
I was going to say, you can't leave out Derek because, man, yeah. I tell you what, he makes the man. Sorry, Ted.
You got one, Brian?
I tell you, this is me because it's an early, early favorite of mine. And that is Uriah Heep.
I knew he was going to say that.
Album.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a good one.
If you haven't heard it, guys, just give it a listen. I know that you haven't got the original band members left, but it is a classic live album. And I tell you, that 50s medley is killer. It really
is. Oh, I love that. Their encore, mm-hmm. Yes. And we got to see him do that. That was
we
wonderful.
Got to see him do that because we saw him like 9 months after the live album came out. And that's what they played. They played the live album.
Yes. But they didn't play it in order. That's what I liked.
Oh, yeah. They mixed it up.
Okay, Mike, it's your turn. What's your favorite live album?
And until next time... This is Mike signing off.
No, we didn't hear you.
What?
Hello.
Mike's favorite live
that's
CD.
Right.
Never.
Oh,
never did
man, I can't really say what my favorite live
you got
CD.
Oh, you got to get it.
I mean, there's so many, and the very first one I've ever heard, I'd have to say, is Grand Funk Live from Atlanta, the Motor Speedway. I listened to that not too long ago, and I keep thinking, that is so good.
It's still fresh. If you've never heard it, it's fresh, man. It'll still work today.
It's just rocking.
Yeah.
And then I like the Queen, both the Queen ones, Live Killers and Live at Wembley. I love the stadium crowd. Mm. Freddie can
handle the stadium crowd. Kiss.
Telling you
the
right
first
here.
Kiss live album.
You just kind of rambling on.
I am rambling. I'm just trying to think of all of them, but I mean those have to be my favorite. My taste changes from time to time. Right now, I have to say my favorite live album is Train's Live at Last.
Train really made a difference with us this year.
I mean, they're just fabulous. Once you see them, man, once they're live, look out, man. They got you hooked.
Anything else you want to add, guys?
I believe I'm good.
How about you? I think I'm better.
All right. You're better, all right.
Well, at least you think so.
Well,
somebody does.
Well, I hope you think we're better, too, out there. So get That's on right. to concertblast.com and vote for us. Brian, you took some good pictures tonight.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
They'll be developed later.
Yeah.
After we wipe the tears from our eyes.
That's right.
We're doing a show, and Brian doesn't have his camera, and that's like probably the third time. In a year.
That I haven't had the camera in front of me.
Yeah,
between me and somebody else.
Well, it's wintertime, and we're taking a little break away from the concert reviews and doing these podcasts on music discussions. And thank you so much for the email, guys.
Absolutely. Guys, and again, if you can think of a topic that you think would be a great topic for us to discuss,
send us some emails on your thoughts.
Yeah.
Some of the topics we got coming up, the best harmony song. What can you think of the best harmony song? You got one. The first one in mind.
That's going to take some.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Exactly right.
You're right there, buddy.
What about your favorite bass lines? You got some, don't you, Brian?
Boom, 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 boom.
A little pink
favorite,
for you,
man. Maybe most recognizable.
There you go. That's what I meant.
Exactly.
I don't know about favorite.
Okay. Strange sounds in songs. And Billy Joel's Allentown, he's hitting the pipe. Boom, boom, boom. Getting out of Saigon. He's got the helicopters going.
Well, you got Pink Floyd's got some kind of weird sound to
and
it.
And money. You got the cash register going.
The beginning of Silly Love Songs by Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Well, how's that go?
Listen to it.
Okay, you guys out there listen to it.
That's right. Help us out.
All right. Now we got dance songs, too, when you think about.
Oh, we got
What's your favorite dance song?
I think about those all the time.
Car Wash, as we said earlier, Mother's Finest.
Yes.
Do the monkey.
The Mickey's monkey.
Mickey's monkey.
Funky, aren't we, baby? Yes.
There we go. Do it, Brian.
I mean, everything from the Saturday Night Fever album, I'm telling you, man.
How about this one? You can dance if you want to. You can leave your well behind.
That's going to be a good show, I'm telling you. I can feel it coming on.
Yeah, send us some of your thoughts on that.
Now, also, guys, man, we really need some sponsors. We really want to make some traveling
Let's
shows.
Let's beg a little bit. Why don't we?
Yeah, we will.
I know, where is our pride?
Of hearing it, but, man, you know, just look at our website. Man, we want to bring shows to you and any good people out there. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, restaurants.
Hotels.
Hotels, cars.
Motels, quality inns, all those things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how about your car dealers out there?
Private
How about your electronic people out there?
How about your private jet charters?
Yeah.
There you go, man.
Yes.
That's right. Any of the airlines.
Any of you guys want to start giving us some income so we can start funding what we do here? So we can keep doing it, right, guys?
Because we're all independently wealthy, but we'd rather get paid for this.
Speak for yourself there. Now, we never put the money in our pockets, guys, because the money's gone well before.
Oh,
we
trust me, there ain't no money in these pockets.
Oh, no. Brian really knows. look at the pictures, you can tell.
Can we mention tax write-offs?
Well, we shouldn't have to worry about paying taxes. I think we got enough write-offs.
Well, until next show, this is Mike signing off.
Tom signing off.
And this is Brian signing off.
All right. God bless you, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. Boom, 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 boom.